It's 4:27 in the morning, and my black ass is up. Boy, oh boy. Why am I up, you ex? Because he peed in the bed again. Yep. My son peed in the bed. I woke him up in the middle of the night, tried to get him to go to the bathroom. He looking at me like, nigga, you must be crazy. I'm not realizing what's going on. He done already pissed the bed. Okay. Andre, at this time, it's like 2 something in the morning. It's just like, oh, fuck, this is how I'm starting my day. I went to sleep at like 12 a.m., midnight. And it's just like, damn, this is how I'm starting my day. At 2 something in the morning, I gotta wash my son up. Because not only did he piss in the bed, I told him to get in the shower, right? I walk in the shower thinking he's just gonna be sitting there. Like, you know, sitting on the toilet, not even in the shower. He was in the shower. Little nigga just was standing there looking at the curtains and shit. I'm like, bro, you wash up? He like, yeah. I'm like, how? You ain't got no rag. And he like, And I'm just like, man, this how we doing this shit on her. Parenthood, man. That shit is stressful. I was not prepared for parenthood whatsoever. And my thing is this, especially when it comes to that topic, it's like, alright, I was raised by a woman. You know, my dad, in and out of my life. Sometimes he's around, sometimes he's not. My dad was in the Air Force. So I ain't trying to make it like he was just some nigga on the street that was a deadbeat. No, he's in the Air Force. He had a job, but that don't mean, you know, he raised his son and shit. So for me, it was like, damn, learning how to be a father without nobody teaching you. You know, some people would be like, yo, I watch this person or I watch that person. But learning how to be a father when you ain't got that guidance, that shit crazy. Because it's like people expect you as a man to just know what to do, how to do it, and get it done. And it's like, people always say no rules when it comes to being a father. Or no rules when it comes to being a parent, but shit, fatherhood is something totally different that most men aren't even prepared for. Like, we don't grow up thinking about, you know, families and houses and shit like that, taking care of babies. Most men just grow up wanting to, you know, just be free and run and shit. Excuse me. So it's like, once we reach parenthood, adulthood, manhood, it's like, we're not prepared for it. If you ain't got a good male role model in your life, it's hard to be prepared for manhood, let alone fatherhood. Because it's like, where do you learn these lessons? Like, I'll give you a perfect example. For me, with my son pissing in the bed, right? Simple. When I was a kid, I peed in the bed. Got my ass whooped for it. Simple, right? Straight to the point. But I'm trying not to take that route with my son. He was like, how am I judge you for some shit I also did? But at the same time, I know how I was treated. And I ain't saying like I was abused or no shit like that, but I know, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, no, you get your ass whooped by your parents. That's just how shit was. So it's like, being a parent now, I got to parent differently than how I was parent. But ain't no rules to go by. Ain't nobody I can talk to about this shit. My homies that got kids, they be whooping their kids. Not whooping their kids ass. I don't want to make it seem like it's bad out here for these kids. But, you know, like, I'm trying to parent differently than how I was raised. You know, like, I fucked up. I got my ass whooped, man. That's just how the shit went. I was like, I ain't trying to just... I got my son living with me. I ain't just trying to spank him or, you know, beat him for everything and shit. Let alone anything. I think since he's been living with me, I popped him on his ass once. But just because he was out of it. And I was like, come back to reality. But it's like, I don't want that relationship with my son. So it's like, how do you be a better parent when, I ain't gonna say, my mom did the best she could, but how do you be a better parent when you ain't got no role model to go off, no framework to go off? Shit, how do you be a better man, let alone a better parent? I don't know, just crazy. Think about it a lot, especially lately. Just like, damn, really trying to get my life, not just in order, but to where I want it to be. Not necessarily to where other people want my life to be, but to where, though, I'm happy in life and I'm comfortable and shit. My kid's cool, I'm cool. And it's like, every day I'm working towards that, but every day I, like everybody else, I ain't making it seem like it's just me, but like everybody else, every day I face challenges. I try to knock back, whether it be my progression or just how I feel about myself. I face these challenges that make me feel like, damn, am I doing a good job as a father? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing as a man and as a person and shit? It's time to reload the motherfucker. Hitting the one hitter right now. Hard times don't last, but hard people do. Anyway, I ain't gonna front. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm gonna keep it 100 with you about who I am in my life. Sometimes I question, like, how the job I'm doing, not only as a man and as a person, but as a father. Like, damn, how are these kids gonna end up because of you and shit? And I try not to put too much weight on myself. Like, you know, I can do the best job I could possibly do. My kids could still end up great kids, fucked up kids. You know, it's day life. But it's just like, how do I be better and shit when I ain't got better around me? Sometimes I be thinking about my homies and shit. Some of my friends, I'll be like, man, they into the same bullshit. That's not the environment I need to be around. God damn it, that went out. God, it was me also. I need to re-up. But, yeah, like I was saying, some of my homies and shit, I love them niggas to death, but sometimes I feel like I can't go to them with the shit that I'm facing because they facing shit that I don't already figured out. So imagine me bringing my, and I ain't gonna say bringing my problems, but imagine me trying to talk to another person and get perspective, and they not even at that level of life yet. Or they not able to comprehend your conversation. Like, I deal with a lot of people that can't even comprehend conversation where like you say something to them. And unfortunately, in the hood, our first defense mechanism is defense. You know, is somebody say something, you feel the need to protect yourself, but it don't even always be that. Sometimes you just be trying to talk to a person and they might just take it the wrong way, like you talking about them. And then it would be like that. But unfortunately, in the hood, it'd be like that. Ain't no OGs no more. Ain't no old heads you can really go chop it up with. Like, yo, man, that's how. And this is my thing, especially coming up. It seemed like all the men that really had their shit together was like niggas that weren't fucking with niggas that was in the hood. It's like niggas in the streets. They weren't fucking with us. All the old heads that had their shit together was like niggas that had their own job and families to worry about already, or niggas that was in the church and shit. So, you know, little niggas on the street, they don't give a fuck about, I ain't gonna say they don't give a fuck about, but they got their own shit to worry about. So it's just like, imagine growing up trying to understand the rules to this game thing, to this game of life. And you're not even playing by the same set of rules that everybody else playing with. Because you're playing by the set of rules that was laid before you. And those rules is totally fucked up. But that shit basis, your basis of understanding of what it takes to be a man or what it takes to be a father. These things, you know. And my whole thing is just like, whether it be in school or in life, like, we should be preparing our children to be adults and parents and shit, yo. We try to keep them from being parents so long, and then they turn into a parent and it's like, learn how to be a parent right then and there. What type of dumb shit? Somebody supposed to just learn how to be a parent on the spot, whether it's male or female. And I always say, like, females got a little bit more training. At least they play with dolls and acted like mothers and shit as young girls. At least they perceive that they would be mothers. For most men, they don't click that they'll be a father until they get somebody pregnant. And that's even crazier to think of. Think about that. Most, I want you to go talk to a nigga that you know as a hood nigga. And be like, start asking, when did you start thinking about being a parent? I guarantee you, they say around the time they're about to have a child. And I ain't saying all, I'm saying like 95%. But it ain't no preparation to be a man out here, to be a father. Like, I remember I was in elementary school and they had this, like, it was like some type of Swahili program or some shit like that. But it was basically one of the older, not even older, one of the male teachers teaching you what it is to be a black man, teaching you stuff from your African roots, teaching you things you need to know. And it's like, they cut all that shit short. You don't see none of that shit. It just leads me to question. Like, I always hear women say, a man is this, a man is that. It's like, well, where the fuck does a man learn this from? These things y'all say that this is what a man is, where do y'all learn that from? Do y'all learn that from watching your fathers and be like, well, that's what a man is? And a lot of people don't understand that. Everybody's circumstances is different. I know niggas that grew up with fathers and they dirtbag ass niggas. I know niggas that grew up with fathers and they really learned from their fathers and shit and became dope men. I know niggas that ain't had no fathers and they went on to be dope men. And I also know niggas that didn't have fathers. And it really scarred them because they needed that guidance. I'm one of them niggas. I know that for sure. I know I'm still trying to learn and figure out a lot of shit that I feel like, damn, if I had an old head or an OG, I'd have had this shit penciled in already. That at Ottawa, I would have had the answers to the test instead of trying to figure out what the fuck they talking about on the test. And I feel like that's a big thing. That's one of the reasons, like, I'm big on. Maybe some days I'd be thinking like, damn, would my son be better off with his mom? But then I'd be like, shit, that's the whole thing I'd be talking about to people. Like, that's my whole thing, where the men need other men to show them how to be a man. So I can't give up on my son, can't send him back to his mom. It's like, no, nigga, you have to make a better man. I ain't got no choice, got to. Because if I don't, that contradict everything I be talking about, everything I feel inside of me. Like, yo, it really takes men being there for other men to make better men. If I give up on my own son, shit, how the world ever going, you know? The world will never be there for black men if I give up on my own son. That's how I feel personally, at least. So it's like, I gotta be there and give him the game and show him better than what I know. Show them the best things I know, not the worst things. But it's like, sometimes I get into this mentality, like, but shit, I'm treating my kids better than my father treated me, so I'm doing a good job. And then I get into other times, it's like, no, you can be better. You can do a better job than the job you're doing. I love my children, I try to take care of them the best I can, but I can do a better job, I feel like, personally. And, you know, people, you should feel like that about anything, especially about your children. Like, you know, you should feel like you're doing your best job and you're giving your all, but you can still do better and give them better. Because I want my son to be better than me. I don't want him to be like me. And not saying I'm a bad guy and no shit like that. I just want him to be a great man and not just have the potential to be a great man. I want him to achieve his goals and his dreams and shit, and not feel like he was dealt a fucked up hand of cards, because that's how I be feeling. Like, I hear other people talk about how they are with their fathers and shit like that, or just how they are just generally in life, and I be like, wait, so what the fuck is the difference in my life? Why shit don't go like that? And of course, I comprehend that everybody's life is different, everybody's story is different. But it just, for a long time, it made me feel like, what's up with me that everybody else got somebody to be there for them and I don't? And I had to realize, well, listen, nigga, be there for yourself first. Don't worry about who there for you. If you got your back, you gotta worry about who got your back. But more importantly, build yourself up and create yourself to who you want to be. That way you can give something positive to your son and your daughters instead of just being like, man, this the hand we just dealt. We grew up fucked up and it's just gonna always be fucked up. And it's like, no, that's not how I'm trying to. I ain't gonna lie, some days that's how I feel, but I'm not trying to leave it like that. It's like, I'd rather just keep fighting and try to get better and do better so that we can have better. Because if I just gave up, I couldn't accept that. I couldn't be okay with that. If it was just like everything fell to shit, like, trust me, I've had times with it. Everything fell apart and I just had to be patient and wait for things to come back together. And I think that's a big part of being a man as well, that's not taught, is patience. We taught to go, 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 hustle, 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 grind, grind, grind. But one of the best attributes a man can have is patience. I definitely ain't no patience. I've definitely been on the go for 30 plus years and it's like, I'm just now learning how to slow down. So when I deal with other people, sometimes I'm still the old me that isn't patient, that isn't understanding. I try to be, but you know, ain't nobody perfect, so. But that's my thing, like especially when it comes to my kids or just people I love in general, it's like I gotta learn to be more patient. Cause like I'm like a drill sergeant. Like I guess going through the army just made me so like my mind is just so, this is what I need done and this is what we're doing. But I had to learn that I can't expect everyone to move at the same pace I move, because everybody not me and I'm not them. And we all move at different paces. And I gotta learn to, sometimes I gotta learn to slow down. Sometimes I gotta learn to keep up. Sometimes I gotta learn to catch up. But I can't judge somebody off of the speed they live in life, especially when they my children or my loved ones. I gotta accept them for who they are and help them be better. And that's a lot of responsibility, you know, to feel like you gotta help others be better. But shit, I'ma say, I'm a black man if I ain't holding shit down and I ain't the head of, not just the head of the household type of shit, but if I'm not, if I ain't somebody that people in my life can come to, I ain't no man, I feel like. If I can't help my children, just having the dick just make me a man, like taking care of my children makes me a man, taking care of my loved one makes me a man. Those are things that actually mean something, not just, you know, dicking balls. And it's like, I know we all gonna be all right. I know me, my family, my loved ones, we gonna be cool, we gonna be all right. But at the same time, I put a lot of stress on myself to make sure I'm getting this shit done and taking care of shit, because it's a lot of shit that gotta be taken care of. And yeah, sometimes I feel like, yeah, it all falls on my shoulders. But what else I'm gonna do? Get a responsibility to somebody else. Gotta accept the responsibility and try my best to make them better, to make my children better. It just sucks when you walk into a room and you just smell nothing but piss. But it'll work. I'm at this point, I swear to the universe, I'm at this point. When he pissed on it, I was telling him to put that shit like in a trash bag, in a plastic bag. That way the smell don't, you know, get everywhere. And just throw that shit away now. Just throw it away. Fuck it. I ain't even mad at you, bro. But, you know, you losing clothes by the day at this point. And before he got into bed last night, took a shower, right? So then I wake you up a couple hours later, and now you got to take another shower. You smell. But it's like, these are challenges that I must accept. That's the life that I'm. What they say, if you make your bed, you gotta sleep in it. I think that's the expression. I made my bed, and now I ain't getting no sleep. I'm tossing and turning. Tossing and turning. But I'm gonna still do my best, you know? Because my thing is this. As long as I do my best, I can leave. I can go to sleep at night, and I can leave this world knowing that, yeah, I gave it my all. And yeah, I've had days where I didn't give my all. Shit, I'm human. But I had more days where I gave it everything I had inside of me. And I had nothing left to give. And I'm okay with that. Because sometimes you be feeling like, man, I should have did more. Or I need to give more to my family. And it's like, man, I gave y'all niggas all I had. Fuck it. We can try again tomorrow. But, you know, like I said, ain't nobody perfect. So I'm just trying to, what they say, weather the storm, face the challenge, whatever little analogy you want to give. I'm just trying to do the best I can do. That's it. Do my best. And hopefully influence the people that's around me to be better than I am. And not saying that like I'm a bad person or some crazy shit like that, but just in the sense of I want better for myself, so of course I want better for my children. And what's the point of being here if I ain't gonna help be better, get better, see better, do better? You know? Monday morning. Crazy way to start the week off, right? So much for motivation. I guess if you take anything from this podcast, take like this, when you're dealing with other people, be patient. Be patient and understand that everybody don't feel how you feel, don't see it how you see it, don't understand it like you understand it. So sometimes you gotta, one of the most important things in life is coming to other people's levels. Not coming down or going up, but just coming to somebody else's level and understanding it from their point of view. Understanding that most things that people do ain't intentionally to hurt you. It ain't intentionally to frustrate you or make you mad. And if you actually just step back for a second and just look at the situation, and be patient and you know, humble and compassionate, that's better than being angry and letting your frustrations fly. Because most times I stop and I think and I realize, yeah, you frustrated, but you more frustrated in yourself than other people. And not saying like I might make a mistake. Somebody else could do something. But it's the fact that I might have to deal with it, and that's why I'm frustrated. But I just take a step back and I'll be like, you know what? I can deal with it. That's why I got to. That's why it's been placed upon me, because I can deal with it. And that's a, sometimes when I step back and I look at shit like that, and I'm like, man, why you out here act like an asshole? Or out here, you know, stressing when you can handle this shit. You just gotta step back and look at the situation sometimes. Be a little patient instead of just like your emotions fly off into the universe. Just step back and be like, you know what, I got this. And that goes for everything in life. You know, whether you're dealing with people or challenges, you know, bills, whatever the fuck it is, just step back. I got this. $1 at a time, one day at a time. Whatever you gotta do to make it through. What time? 4:27 in the morning. Is that the time I started? No, it's 4:51. I started the podcast around 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, up super early on a Monday. Ready to have the best week of my motherfucking life. I mean, because what else you want to do? Go through the cycles of the same misery and defeat, or you gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna rise above this shit and make it better. Because I know me personally, and I'm just saying personally right now, I'm at a point in my life where some days I don't know if I'm gonna face my challenges or walk away from them. But one thing I can actually say is I can be proud of myself, because every day I face my challenges. Every day I wake up and I try to fight to be better. Some days is better than most. Some days I have victories. Some days I take losses, which is really just lessons. I can say that I actually wake up and fight. and I ain't gave up. Still gonna do my best to, you know, be the best man and best father I can be. Best person I can be in general. If you're dealing with people that's fucking with your patience, just take a step back. If you got anything going on in your life and it's causing you frustration, aggravation, just take time and breathe and just be like, you know what, I got this. Just take a step back from whatever you're going through right now and just say, I got this. You make it much easier. I'm Papito. I appreciate you visiting Papitoville. Peace.